You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time direct from Hollywood. Radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today we bring you the radio production of the Paramount picture Christmas in July, starring Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose. To remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, Christmas in July, starring Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn, with a special musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall.
The place was New York City, borough of the Bronx. It was the month of July, just about now, matter of fact. A boy and a girl were sitting under the summer stars on the roof of a New York tenement house. They sat hand in hand, listening intently to the portable radio beside them. And then the great moment was there. One program finished, and then there was the brief moment of silence between programs. The station break.
Gee, Betty, here it comes. Our program, Parker Coffee Time.
Oh, Jimmy, I hope we win.
Well, how can we lose? Gee, I write a slogan, it isn't a contest anymore. The others haven't even got a chance.
You can park your nerves when Parker serves coffee.
Sister, they needed a new slogan. You can park your nerves when Parker serves coffee. That coffee smells as bad as that slogan.
Shh, here's the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Parker, packers of Parker's pressure packed for pleasure packed coffee presents Parker Coffee Time.
Oh, Jimmy, honey, this is it.
Tonight, we have exciting news of the great Parker Coffee new slogan contest.
Keep your fingers crossed, honey.
But first, while we're waiting for the final decision of the judges who are still in conference, listen to some words from our sponsor, as stimulating as a rich
Why not, Bill Ducker?
Because that slogan stinks. That's why not. Now, look, I said...
Mr. Parker.
Stop waving your arms, Ambrose. Hey,
Mr. Parker, you, as president of the Parker Coffee Company, appointed the nine of us as judges in the slogan contest, did you not?
I did, Ambrose. And why, may I inquire, haven't you oddly assorted dimwits reached a decision?
It is all Bill Ducker's fault, Mr. Parker. I blame Bill Ducker.
Hey, stop bruising your arms, arm weaver. I mean, we... never mind.
I repeat, I blame Bill Docker. He stands alone against the decision of the other eight judges.
Parker's peps the palate. Fooey!
What is the matter with that slogan?
It...
You said that.
It's worth repeating. It...
Shut up.
It certainly does. In technical...
I said shut up. Gentlemen, we are about to go off the air tonight without announcing the winner of our slogan contest. We've disappointed millions of listeners. I just hope you've reached a decision by this time next week. In conclusion, may I say that I have seen far, far better heads on 5-cent beers. That is all, merry gentlemen. Good night.
Hello,
the end of the program and no announcement of who won the contest.
Fine thing. They announced they were going to announce the winner this week, last week, and then they don't.
Be sure to tune in next week to Parker Coffee Time when we will definitely announce the winner of Parker's Great Slogan Contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Your announcer is Malcolm Mullarky.
How do you like that?
Oh, well.
They build you up for a big finish and then they hang you up on a meat hook. You start talking about the $25,000 or even $5,000.
Or even anything.
And when you practically got it in your mitts, then they leave you there with your tongue hanging out. There ought to be a law against things like that.
Did you really think you were going to win it, Jimmy?
Well, I haven't lost it yet, have I?
Well, how many have you lost?
I don't know, but I do know that every time I lost a contest, I doubled my chances on the next one. It's what you call the law of averages, like I lost on the how many peanuts in the window contest. Well, that just doubled my chances
on the... They cheated. They put boxes under the peanuts.
Well, I have a right to do that. They didn't say there weren't any boxes under the peanuts. All they said was...
How many peanuts are there in the window?
Well, all right, I lost. So that doubled my chances on the you fill in the missing word contest.
Yeah, but you lost that, too.
Fine. So I was 8-1 when I went into the limerick contest, and that...
But you didn't win it, Jimmy.
Well, that's what makes me such a cinch to win this one. Can't you see? Why, my name will be over there in lights. The guy who swallows the coffee says, it isn't the coffee, it's the bunk. Now, you got to admit, that's some slogan.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you get the point?
Well, yes.
What do you mean, well, yes? It's as clear as crystal. If it isn't the coffee, it's the bunk. If you don't sleep at night, it means it isn't the coffee, it's the bunk. The bunk, why you don't sleep at night.
I know what it says. I've heard it 1,000 times. I just don't understand it.
Well, I should think a child of 2 could understand it. This Viennese doctor in the Sunday paper says the old idea is just a superstition. Instead of keeping you awake, coffee makes you sleep.
It doesn't make me sleep.
He's a Viennese doctor. If he says it doesn't make you sleep, it makes you sleep or something.
Well, not me.
You're so obstinate. It's the basis of my slogan. People only think coffee keeps them awake. So if I say, if you don't sleep at night, it isn't the coffee, it's the bunk. Do you get it?
Well, I guess so.
Then what does it mean?
It's the bunk.
You don't understand. It means if you don't sleep at night, it isn't the coffee that keeps you awake, it's the bunk. The bed, get it? The bed, the bunk, bed. Get it?
With me, it's the coffee.
What am I going to do with this woman?
Jimmy.
Huh?
We make $66 a week between us at the office. On $66 a week, well...
It isn't the coffee that keeps you awake.
Huh?
It's the bunk. Man, what a slogan. We can't lose.
Yeah, but if we do... On $66 a week, well, 2 can live as cheaply as 1, Jimmy.
Sure, but only half as long.
Suppose you do win the $25,000.
I'll put it in the bank and visit it twice a week.
Wouldn't you buy anything with it?
Oh, sure, sure. I could use a couple of neckties.
Oh, you.
What's the matter?
Well, wouldn't you buy a ring or something?
I don't like rings on a man.
Darn you anyway.
Oh, what's the use of talking, sweetheart? You know I'd spend every dime of it on you. You and my mom.
Oh, Jimmy.
And everybody else on the block, I guess. Well, let's go downstairs, honey. Tomorrow is another day at the office. Ah, if we were only rich...
What, Jimmy?
Look at all the money we'd have. Come on, Betty.
Hey, Thomas, Jimmy McDonald come to work yet?
I didn't see him yet, Harry. But say, I got a very hot new practical joke for working on liquor stores.
Yeah? Let's have it.
Well, you go in and you ask them how much is a quart of a certain liquor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when they tell you how much a quart is, you say, that's funny. I always thought it was 2 pints.
That's pretty hot.
Oh, that's a beaut. That's a real corker. Get it?
Corker.
Ain't it? I worked it 5 times yesterday and got punched in the mouth only once. Yeah. Some sorehead.
Yeah. Hey, here comes... Hiya, Jimmy.
Oh, hi. Hiya, Tom. What do you say, Harry? Good morning.
What's good about it?
Hey, Jimmy. What's the matter? You didn't win the coffee contest last night, huh?
I did.
And my hat, you did.
Sure, I spent it already. I got through a wad of dough like nobody's business, which is what it is, fellas. See? Nobody's business. Catch on, fellas? Catch on?
Yeah. Very sharp character, a little, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Shall we operate, Doctor?
All we need is a pair of scissors. Yeah. Scissors, a telegraph blanket, some paste. Do you catch on, Harry?
Spill it. Ye good gag brightens ye weary day.
Well, can you imagine Jimmy McDonald getting a telegram saying he won 25,000 berries in that coffee contest? Huh?
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's very good.
After lunch, huh? Oh, brother!
Thanks for taking me to lunch, Jimmy.
Oh, wait till my ship comes in. I'll take you to the big automat on West 57th.
Hey, look, Jimmy. You've got a telegram on your desk.
Huh? A telegram? Yeah.
Yeah, well, open it, Jimmy.
Huh?
Oh, I've got a feeling, that's all. I've just got...
I wonder what's in it.
Oh, well, open it.
We take great pleasure in informing you that... your very witty saying has won the prize of... Oh, Betty.
Let me see that. Kindly call and pick up your check for... Jimmy!
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, yippee, Oscar-baba, boys and girl, and you too, honey. There are times in everybody's life when you have to climb up on a desk and let yourself go, yippee! In other words, I won $25,000 in the Parker Coffee Contest. Woo-hoo!
Jimmy, it gives me great pleasure that one of my employees had the wit and the enterprise to win the Parker Coffee Contest.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Baxter. Me too.
I knew he'd win.
Yeah, Betty and me, we worked on it together, sir.
Which is why I called you both into my office. Jimmy, you know, we make coffee, too.
Yeah, well, I always wanted to tell you my ideas, Mr. Baxter.
Well, go ahead, Jimmy. Let's hear them.
Well, like you ought to use more radio. Look at Dummy McGurk selling squillions of pounds of coffee for Hunt and Dearborn. Radio has a big audience. And another thing, I thought of naming our new brand, Baxter's Blue Bread Brand. It's bread and the bean. It comes from a long line of distinguished beans, see?
Now you're cooking, Jimmy.
Jimmy, how would you like an office here? Huh? All of your own. Would you consider that at all now that you're a rich man?
Would I?
We accept.
Yes, sir.
Naturally, there'll be a substantial increase in salary.
Naturally. I mean, thank you, sir.
Now, suppose you and Betty take the afternoon off while we get your office ready for you.
Huh?
Already?
Oh, why not? Besides, you and Jimmy better pick up that $25,000 check before my competitor changes his mind.
You're the young fellow who won my slogan contest, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. And this is my secretary, Miss Betty Jones.
How do you do?
And don't ask me. I'm in the dark about everything. Would you please tell me, what was the winning slogan?
You don't know?
Well, nobody ever tells me anything around here. I thought my jury was still upstairs making up its mind.
Well, here's the telegram you sent me.
Oh, yes. And probably sent out by a fourth vice president.
Well, listen to it. It isn't the coffee that keeps you awake. It's the bunk. Well, how do you like it?
Well, I never drink it.
The slogan, I mean.
Well, look, I have no right to any opinion. I'm only the boss. I just foot the bills, that's all. Oh, Miss Lingner. Miss Lingner. A check for $25,000 for Mr. McTavish here.
McDonald, sir.
Oh, all right. Have it your way. Youth will be served.
One carat diamond ring. Boy, that'll be okay until the new models comes in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Will this be charged, sir?
No, I've got a check. Here it is.
Ah, yes, yes. Thank you, sir. Now, just let me... Oh!
Stomach trouble?
I'll have to see the manager, sir. This is a fairly large check, you know.
Fair. Smallest I have right now.
I'll be back directly, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so happy.
You know, I'm trying to feel some of the unhappiness money is supposed to bring people. I don't feel a thing. I'm happy, too. Is that normal, Mr. Anthony?
The Divinola, sir. A divan by day, a double bed by night.
Oh, gee, my mom will go nuts over that, Betty.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
You see, a divan this way press a button. Presto! A double bed with radio, ashtray, bookshelf, reading lamp, and a first aid kit for folks who have violent dreams.
Oh, your mother will love it. It's just wonderful.
Truly, there is no limit to man's ingenuity.
Well, we'll take it.
Very good, sir. One Divinola night and day bed.
Gee, what a terrific slogan I just thought up for the Divinola night and day bed. The Divinola, night and day under the hide of you.
You know, you amaze me more every day.
Well, I got millions of them. It's a career. Now, let's see. We've got to get your mother something, too. How about a refrigerator?
Oh, she'd love that. Thank you, Jimmy.
And we got to get something for the Finnegan kids and a doll for Sophie Dudley and something nice for Mrs. Schwartz and something for every cop and mailman.
Say, what are you doing in my conference room?
Beat it, Parker.
What are you nine men doing? Doodling all over my mahogany conference table.
We are deciding on the winning slogan, Mr. Parker.
Well, don't be silly, Broomduster.
I'm Brewster.
You already chose the winning slogan.
We certainly did not choose the winner.
You certainly did choose the winner.
We have not reached a verdict yet.
Well, you certainly have reached a verdict yet.
We most certainly have not reached a verdict yet.
Well, then why did you send him a telegram saying he won?
We certainly did not send a telegram to that effect.
You certainly did send a telegram to that effect.
Saying who won?
McTavish.
Never heard of him.
Except in Scott's jokes, alternating with Sandy McNabb.
You mean you didn't send a telegram? Well, you certainly did send a telegram. You didn't. Great Scott.
McTavish?
Great Scott, let me at that telephone. Let me at it, I say. Hello. Hello, Miss Ling. Get me my lawyers. Schlomel, Schimmel, Abercrombie, and Knox and Foxen. Get me a large aspirin bottle. Get me my hat. Get me the police. We've been robbed. Get me?
In just a few moments, Frigidaire will present the second act of Christmas in July, starring Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn. Frigidaire, one of America's great household names, pioneered many of the great refrigeration developments that add so much to American living today. There is no more important example than the meter miser, Frigidaire's famous coal-making mechanism. Consider its name, meter miser. Stingy with current, a miser on operating costs, producing oceans of coal on a mere trickle of current. When Frigidaire engineers set out to design a mechanism, they wanted one that would do away with complicated parts and the trouble they cause. They set out to develop a mechanism that would do away with oiling and fans and belts and pulleys. And they succeeded. They made that it can be sealed for life, sealed in a bath of oil. So economical that it uses no more current than an ordinary light bulb. That's how the meter miser earned its name. And that's why it is called the simplest refrigerating mechanism ever built. So when you choose your new refrigerator, remember only Frigidaire has the meter miser. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time continues now with a radio production of Christmas in July, starring Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn. Eddie Bracken will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Ladies' Man, and Diana Lynn is currently appearing in Paramount's Our Hearts Were Growing Up.
Because of a practical joke played on him by two of the boys in the office, Jimmy McDonald thinks he's won the Tin of Coffee slogan contest. In fact, he's already spent much of the check given him by the eccentric coffee king, who also believed that Jimmy was the winner. Now there are hijinks in the Bronx as Jimmy's friends enjoy his generosity all over the sidewalks of New York.
Oh, look at those kids having the time of their lives, Betty.
Like I said, it's kind of Christmas in July.
Yeah, I feel like Santa Claus. Hi, Maury.
Hi.
How's your mom and papa?
Fine, thanks.
What, Jimmy? You forgot one person.
No, did I? Who? Got to fix that. Who did I forget?
You.
Oh, what would I want a present for? Me, I got you.
Me, I got you.
Us, we got each other. You know, there ought to be a slogan about that.
Yeah, or a song. Well, who does he think he is in that fancy automobile?
Out of my way, you kids. Gangway there. Gangway.
How does he think he is in that chariot? Ben Hur?
All right, now, one side. Out of my way. Out of my way, I said.
through that ice cream cone.
Gee, it's Mr. Parker, the coffee king.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing.
Ah, you, the both of you. McDonald, I want you.
Well, gee, Mr. Parker, that's swell. But Mr. Baxter asked me first.
What did you do with that $25,000 check I handed
well,
you?
Well, just look around and see for yourself, Mr. Parker.
Do you mean you've been blowing in all that money on these characters and types here? Oh, who threw that ice cream cone?
They're not characters and types. They're our very good friends, Mr. Parker, I'll have you know.
Well, what about that diamond ring you're wearing, miss?
Well, I bought that, too. We were engaged today.
Oh, isn't it fine, Mr. Parker? It's just like a dream. Pinch me, somebody.
I'll do better than that. I'm going to pinch both of you.
You better go back and touch second base, Mr. Parker. You're going too fast.
I'm
going
to have all these sticky people arrested.
What for?
Well, for accepting stolen property. That's what for.
Look, I told you I gave them that stuff. I bought it with the money I won in your contest, fair and square.
And me, here comes some more trouble.
Huh?
Where is she? Leave me at her, that's all. Just leave me at her.
You've seen him someplace before.
You, young lady, I want you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, her?
Yes, her. Come on, give me back that diamond ring.
Me?
Well, who else?
Why?
Who are you to break up our engagement?
Wait a minute now. Are you the man from Swindle's Jewelry Store?
Schindler's.
I'm the man who's checked these Schindlers passed on to you.
Swindlers, please get it straight.
We are not.
You are, too.
Stand aside, Betty. I'm going to bust the two of their noses, and it's going to sound like shrapnel.
Oh, threatening me, are you? Assault and battery, too, eh? I'll put you... Oh, who threw that ice cream cone?
Young lady, are you going to hand me back that ring before I blow a whistle or something?
Listen, I got a right to know what this is all about. In fact, I got a right, and I'm going to poke it right in someone's snoot. Now, stand back, Betty. Give me space.
You stole $25,000 from me.
I which?
Listen, he won that contest fair and square.
Give me room, Betty.
Give me room. Mr. Parker, you even sent him a telegram.
You know perfectly well we never sent him that telegram.
He's a yutzne, Eddie Bay.
Oh, say yutzne. I resent that. How could you win the contest when my jury is still deadlocked?
I did win it because... Deadlocked? You mean I didn't win?
Hey, Jimmy! Let me buy folks, will you? Let me...
No one has won yet.
But someone sent me a telegram. Someone
yeah,
sent...
Yeah. I sent it, Jimmy.
Huh?
Tom and me sent it. It was supposed to be a joke.
Joke?
Some joke. Some sense of humor.
Mm, what's that, young man?
I'm just telling you what happened. Jimmy's okay, see?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, this puts a somewhat different light on the matter.
You don't have to worry, Mr. Parker. Everybody will get paid back. Here's your ring, man, from Schindel's.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll be in again for it someday. You could even put it aside for us, maybe.
Oh, now, my girl. Don't cry. Everything will be all right. The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and all that. Don't get... Oh, who threw that good humor at me?
Oh, Jimmy, I feel so bad.
Ah, don't worry about it, Betty. Still got that new job at Baxter's, I think.
What Jimmy is trying to say, Mr. Baxter,
I can say it, Betty. Mr. Baxter, would it make any difference in my new job with you if I hadn't won that contest?
After all, his ideas are just the same, Mr. Baxter.
True, but I'm no genius. I don't depend entirely on my own judgment. I think your ideas are good, Jimmy. Yes, but when you win a contest against millions of competitors, then I know you're good, see?
Yeah, with both eyes.
When a horse wins the Preakness, you back him for the Derby,
yeah,
see?
Well, I didn't win the Preakness.
What's that, son?
Jimmy didn't win the contest. Somebody played a joke on him. Oh, but please don't let that make any difference, Mr. Baxter. Please.
Now, just a moment, Miss Jones. I don't seem to grasp...
Come on, Betty. Let's go.
No. Mr. Baxter, Jimmy has good ideas, and you admit it. There are lots of young people who have ability and talent, and they never get a fair chance to prove it. You see, people don't mind so much having failed at something if they've had a chance, at least.
Jimmy will get his chance.
When?
Someday.
Someday? Well, why can't young people make good when they're young? They can't get a job because they haven't the experience, but they can't get the experience unless they do get a job. Well, where are they supposed to start? You see, it's big, important men like you who have to make the first step and give the kids a break. And what have you got to lose?
Well, Miss Jones, for one
Jimmy
thing...
Jimmy has ideas. If this hadn't happened, who knows? He might have won that contest after all. Besides, do you want to break that sign painter's heart?
No, of course not. After all, I'm human, too. And, what sign painter?
who painted Jimmy's name on the door of what was going to be his office. Why, he's an artist. I could tell it just by looking at him.
Who? Fleischman?
He'd feel terrible if he went and scraped Jimmy's name off the door before Jimmy even had a chance to try it on. Try it out, I mean.
And you, Miss Jones, how would you feel?
Oh, Mr. Baxter, I'd just die.
Bushed.
Well, Miss Jones, I hope Jimmy has sense enough to marry you someday. You'll be a mighty helpful wife to him. And for my contribution to that happy day, I'm just going to... Yeah?
Excuse me, I had to deliver this in person.
Harry, you keep out of this. We've had enough Halloween pranks out of you.
This ain't any prank, Betty.
What is it, Harry?
It's a telegram for Jimmy.
Who?
Telegram. You know, one of those yellow things. Here.
Harry, so help me, I'll feed you to Mr. Costabanowitz's cats if this is a gag.
I should only hope to die, Jimmy.
Jimmy, read it.
Huh?
Jimmy, is it bad news?
You look pretty clean around the gills, Jimmy.
Huh?
Oh. Well, what does it say?
Dear Mr. McDonald, we are pleased to tell you that your slogan, your slogan...
Jimmy, you did it?
Huh?
No!
Yeah! Read it!
Oh, Jimmy, you did.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Congratulations, my boy. Great work.
$25,000.
Oh, boy.
You'll hate to go back to the old grind now, eh, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Old grind. What an idea for a slogan. Try Baxter's Brazil Blend. You'll never go back to the old grind.
You got that, Miss Jones?
Got it, Mr. Baxter.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Jimmy. You're in the groove again now. Swing it.
Well, get this one. Swig it and swing it with Baxter's Java Jive Java, the blend that sends you.
Jot that down, Miss Jones.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
How about me?
How about you? You? Well, you're the cream in my coffee. Let's blend, huh?
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, boy. Well, don't look at me. Kindly pass the sugar, sugar. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Thanks to you, Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn, for your lively and refreshing performances tonight on Hollywood Star Time. We'll hear from both Eddie and Diana in just a moment. This radio production came to you direct from Hollywood and was written by Milton Geiger with a musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall. The entire production was directed by Jack Johnstone. Christmas in July was presented by Frigidaire through the cooperation of Paramount Pictures, producers of To Each His Own, starring Olivia de Havilland and John Lund. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer. We invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Here are Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn. Eddie, how about that slogan? I don't get it.
Well, gee, Wendell, it's obvious.
I don't get it either. Yes.
It isn't the coffee that keeps you awake. It's... Ah, now, come on, Wendell. Isn't that water over the dam?
Well, no, but strong coffee it isn't.
Yeah, who makes the jokes there, fella?
Well, the way I hear it, Eddie, Bob Montgomery makes them.
Huh?
Next week on Hollywood Star Time, when Robert Montgomery will be here to play in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Smith. I've heard that name somewhere before. Smith. Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll hear it again next week. And so will I, Wendell, if I can get near a radio.
Well, thanks to you, Eddie Bracken and Diana Lynn. Frigidaire felt twice as sure with your two great names today, believe me.
Well, thank you, Wendell. Bye-bye.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.